In the gospel today, before Jesus healed the two blind men, he asked them this question: "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." Let it be done for you according to your faith. Healing and things that we request from God are not guaranteed because there is magic involved in it, but rather, it is always rooted in faith. I always emphasize this. Time by time, we get requests for house blessings or sometimes even requests for prayers of deliverance. Like, "Oh, Father, you know, we could feel something in our house. We are not able to sleep and we see shadows or we hear noises and all of that." And the first thing that they do is to call the parish and ask for a blessing, which is great. In fact, there were a couple of times where we got calls from non-Catholics and they were referred to us by their Protestant pastors. It's like, go to the Catholic Church. They have a solution to this. And I always emphasize that it's not magic. It's not magic. It is always rooted in faith. And I also emphasize that the best form of any kind of exorcism or deliverance is to go to the sacrament of confession, because that's the best way to drive out any kind of evil, not just in the house, but most especially in our hearts. The things that we do externally are not that effective if we are still living in sin. And once we are living in sin, it attracts all kinds of spirit. And I literally say spirits, you know, different forces of the evil one. So sprinkling holy water is not really a remedy, but rather whenever we do that, it is a reminder that in as much as our homes should be temples of God, our being, the truest home of God, should be clean as a reflection of what of the house that we live in. So Jesus asked the blind man, "Do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe that I can transform you? Do you believe that I can give you new life?" For one who doubts Jesus, it's hard to see what lies ahead. Without faith, life could be very bleak, gloomy, and dark. And I especially see this also with people who are at the last stage of their lives. Those who have faith have inner peace and serenity. They are not just waiting to die like a tree that will wither and fade. There is that joyful expectation. It is not marked by fear, but rather by anticipation. It's like being in a vigil, you know, waiting for, especially for first-time parents, waiting for a child to be born. There is that anticipation. There is that a little bit of fear of what might happen. But the overwhelming feeling is that of joy. Let's pray for a deeper faith so that we can see better. This is the secret. The stronger the faith is, the better our sight is. That's the thing. The deeper our faith is, the better eyesight we have. Lord, we ask for the grace to deepen our faith in you so that in return we can see you better. And in seeing you better, we see you in ourselves and in one another fully. As our sight is improved through faith, we would be able to follow you more joyfully, just like the two blind men did in the gospel. One last note, as I was saying this, it comes to mind that, you know, in the season of Advent, we start the Advent in the height of darkness outside. I mean, literal darkness. You know, it's pretty dark already by 5-ish, you know, but as we progress in the season of Advent, light is getting better and better. And on Christmas Day, the end of Advent, the end of anticipation, the true light, the light of the world, Jesus Christ, is born again, illuminating our hearts. So let this season of Advent mimic what happens in our lives. If we are in darkness a little bit with whatever difficulty we are experiencing right now, know that it is just a process, because after 4 weeks, the true light, the truest light, will break open, and we will see the wonders of God again.